You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be, all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. It's out, y'all. It is here. We got the Falcons 2025-2026 regular season schedule, and you already know we're going to react to it, and I'll give you a chance to react to it as well coming up in about 18 minutes. But we first got to go over the highlights of the schedule. We'll go over the full schedule in a minute, but how about five, count them up, five primetime games for the Atlanta Falcons. I don't really count the international game as like primetime because you got to wake up and then you got to set your alarm to watch, and prime time is like everybody's already up, everybody's in front of their TV. So I don't count the prime. I don't count the international game. I wouldn't count the Germany game, and I don't think most people do. But I just wanted to give that disclaimer. I count I do count Thursday Night Football because that's the only game on. And even though it is Amazon, it's not necessarily a cable network, I still count the Thursday night game. So I will say that. The Thursday night game, to me, I count that one, and I think that's a primetime game. I'll say this. 5 primetime games for the Falcons. I don't know why, but I didn't necessarily expect it. And I was wrong for, and I was wrong not to expect that because we got Bijan Robinson, who could be an MVP candidate, could be a, definitely is in the running to lead the league in rushing this year, could lead the league in total touchdowns this year. He was third in rushing last year. So having a guy like Bijan Robinson, Michael Penix Jr. is a guy who was coming into a sophomore season, first full season as a starter. People want to see Michael Penix Jr. throw those pretty deep balls and see what he can do as a lefty in the league and see if he can be successful in his first full season starting and pick up where he left off as far as leading the Falcons to some wins and showing promise in those 3 starts he got last season. You got Drake London, who's a dog. You got new additions on defense as far as Leonard Floyd and also your 2 first-round picks in Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. You still got Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell. So you got Darnell Mooney still. So, this Falcons team on paper looking good. And you can understand why the national audience and the schedule makers would want the Falcons in primetime games. So shame on me for being a little surprised when I was like, dang, we got 5 primetime games? I should have known. Because, yeah, our team is like that. Now, hopefully, it translates on the field, and we're like that on the field, too. But on paper, it's like, yeah, we should have got 5 primetime games, and we did. So, very happy about it. With that being said, let's go over the highlights of the schedule, shall we? Week 1, Falcons open up the season at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A divisional game, and probably your main divisional opponent right now, because the Saints aren't going to be any good. The Carolina Panthers will be, they'll be better. They'll be solid. I think they might be a little pesky. I think we're better than the Panthers still, but I think they will be pesky. And I think they'll be better than most people think. And I think they could sneak up on a few teams. Hopefully not us, but I do think the Panthers will be better. But we all know the NFC South more than likely, I'm willing to say, is going to be a 2-horse race between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. So you start off in that 2-horse race from the jump. So a very, very important Week 1 game. I mean, again, all the games are important, but we know how much more division games matter. So starting off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is huge. So we need y'all to pack out Mercedes-Benz Stadium off rip. You know what I'm saying? But Week 1, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Sunday, September 7th at 1 o'clock. Then Week 2, you get into prime time, taking on the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football. And that should be 2 sophomore quarterbacks who are in their first full seasons as starters. When you talk about J.J. McCarthy and when you talk about Michael Penix Jr., obviously Michael Penix Jr. got some playing time last year. Unfortunately, J.J. McCarthy didn't because of his injury. But there's going to be 2 young QBs in their sophomore season as first full-time starters. And we also know Kirk Cousins could end up being the backup quarterback for the Falcons. And, you know, they'll probably, if he is on the roster, he will definitely probably be shown on the sideline a time or two as well. But prime time, Sunday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. on Sunday, September 14th. That's going to be in Minnesota, by the way. So that's Week 2. Then you fast forward to Week 6. You have another primetime game. This one in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Monday, October 13th. That's right, Monday Night Football. Looks like it's going to be a doubleheader on Monday Night Football that night, as you have, because we're starting at 7:15, kickoff set for 7:15, and usually if it's only 1 Monday Night Football game, it's like an 8:20 start or 8:15 start. So by it being at 7:15, an hour earlier, that tells me it's going to be a doubleheader. But either way goes, Monday Night Football, 7:15 in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're taking on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. That'll be a fun game. A tough game, but a fun game nonetheless. Then back-to-back weeks of prime time because week 7, right after that Monday Night Football game, you're playing on Sunday night again in San Francisco to take on Brock Purdy and the 49ers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern time. So you get a Monday night game week 6 and then a Sunday night game week 7. Then the next game, the next notable game will be week 10, which is, again, that game against the Colts. We will be the road team technically, but it's in Germany, so you know how that goes. But we are technically the road team, which is good because that means we aren't losing a home game. Anywho, that game, again, week 10 in Germany against the Colts, Sunday, November 9th, 9:30 a.m. So you're going to have to set your alarm to watch the Falcons, unless you're, you know, you're usually an early riser. Then shout out to you. You'll already be up most likely. All right, fast forwarding to Thursday, December 11th, 8:15. That's our Thursday night game in Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the second time. So a big gap between when you face the Bucs. You face them for the first time in week 1, and then you face them the second time in Tampa, week 15. Gap between when you play the Bucs. But that'll be a Thursday night game on Amazon at 8:15. Another primetime game for the Falcons there. And then your last primetime game could get flexed, but your last primetime game confirmed is week 17, Monday night. This is the only Monday night game. Monday, December 29th, 8:15 against the Los Angeles Rams in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So you got 2 primetime games at home, 3 primetime games on the road. Both of the Monday night games at home. Bills are at home. Rams are at home on Monday night. And then your Sunday night games both on the road against the Vikings and then against the San Francisco 49ers. And then the Thursday night game is on the road as well in Tampa Bay. But still, that's a lot of primetime action for the Falcons. And I absolutely love to see the Falcons in the spotlight. Now, hopefully, we're taking advantage of these primetime opportunities and we're winning these games in primetime, because it's one thing to get in primetime. You also want to win in primetime, because you start losing in primetime, at least you want them to be good games, but obviously we want the Falcons to win. If you make them good games, then, you know, you'll keep getting on primetime, but you hope the Falcons obviously win this game and show everybody else what's up. Show them that we the big dogs now. You know what I'm saying? But it is and then week 18, you will be taking on the New Orleans Saints. And that game could either be for Saturday, January 3rd, or Sunday, January 4th. So depending on how things shake out and how things are looking, that game could be a Saturday, maybe primetime type-ish game, or a Sunday game at 1 if that game doesn't mean anything. But hopefully, and it should mean something, at least for the Falcons. Well, actually, hopefully not, because, you know, that would mean the Falcons. Hopefully it doesn't mean anything, because that means the Falcons have already wrapped up a playoff spot and hopefully, you know, heck, maybe wrapped up the number one seed in the NFC. So hopefully it doesn't mean anything. We can rest people. But either way it goes, hopefully by that time the Falcons are a playoff team, or at least, at the very least, in position to make the postseason. But we'll go over the full schedule now here. It is the Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews. You're on a Thursday morning. It was NFL schedule release night last night, and we're going over the Falcons schedule right now. In about 8 minutes, we'll allow you to give your thoughts on the Falcons schedule. Again, 5 primetime games for the Dirty Birds. Absolutely love it. So, again, week 1, you take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. Week 2, you're in primetime, taking on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Sunday Night Football. Week 3, Sunday at 1 o'clock, Carolina Panthers. So you go division game, then you go NFC game in the NFC, and then you go division game again in Carolina. So first, really 4 weeks are big weeks. I mean, if you want to go to the 5th week, where it's another primetime game for you, you can go first 5 weeks are important. Really, first 6 weeks. Every week is important, but you get what I'm saying. Anywho, so week 3, you take on the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock in Carolina. Then week 4, Sunday, 1 o'clock again, you're taking on the Washington Commanders in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that'll be a rematch of Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix Jr. going at it. We know that was a fun game on Sunday Night Football last year. towards the end of the season. I think it was the penultimate week of the season. Yeah, it was the penultimate week of the season. Then week five, an early bye week for the Falcons. So a very early bye week, October, I guess. By this time, it'll be October, early October when you have your bye week. So I know we usually like later bye weeks. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the early bye week, but it is what it is. So week five is a Falcons bye week. Week six, that's when you have your Monday night game, your first Monday night football game against the Bills. Then week seven, again, back-to-back primetime game, Sunday night against the 49ers. And week seven, week eight, you're taking on the Dolphins Sunday at 1. Week nine, Sunday, November 2nd, you're taking on the New England Patriots in New England at 1. That Dolphins game, by the way, is in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Week 10, you're in Germany to take on the Colts at 9:30 a.m. Week 11, you're back at home to take on the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1. Week 12, you're in New Orleans to take on the Saints. That's going to be at 4:25. Week 13, you're in New York to take on the Jets. That's Sunday at 1, November 30th. Sunday, December 7th, week 14, at home to take on the Seahawks. Week 15, that is your Thursday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's Thursday, December 11th. Week 16, you're at the Cardinals. So in Arizona, 4:05, kick there. Week 17, your second Monday Night Football game, that one against the Rams at home. And you do close out the season back-to-back home game. So that is good for the Falcons as well. Home against the Rams on Monday Night Football on Monday, December 29th, and you'll be at home against the Saints on either Saturday, January 3rd, or Sunday, January 4th. So that is the Falcons' schedule. 5 primetime games. How are you feeling about the Falcons being on prime time 5 times this season? And how are you feeling about the Falcons' schedule overall? The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call me up and give me your thoughts about the Falcons' schedule. We'll be right back after this. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Tap.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love is like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all are having a great start to your Thursday. I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. And for my show in particular, if you're not usually an early riser, guess what? That's all right. All you got to do, download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Then when you got it downloaded, find the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the station, find my show, The Hometown Take. Then you follow it, subscribe to it. You'll be able to listen to my show in its entirety whenever you want. The whole hour at your disposal, on your demand. It could be 7 a.m. once you're getting up and getting ready for work, 8 a.m. once you're on your way to work, 10 a.m. once you're getting settled in at work, or maybe even 5 p.m. once you're on your way home from work. Doesn't matter. You can listen whenever, wherever. And actually, you can do that for all the great shows here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, not just my show. You can go back and listen to shows in their entirety, go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app, so make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. How are you feeling about the Atlanta Falcons sketch game? Are you most likely to attend? Which game are you maybe looking forward to the most as far as just watching or going to? Which game are you most excited about overall? How are you feeling? Let me know. 726-0929. Which do you think is the going to be the best game, the most entertaining game? Let me know your thoughts on the Falcons schedule. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number. In the meantime, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a couple minutes. You can call right now, though. But right now, we need to talk about the Atlanta Braves. It was nice while it lasted. The Braves, they get to 500 for the first time this season. They quickly fall right back under 500. As they lose to the Washington Nationals last night, they blow a 4-1 lead. And they lose 5-4 to the Nats, but still in position to ultimately do what they need to do and handle business and win the series, as it'll be today. They will play a business person special, first pitch set for 12:15 today. It's Trevor Williams on the mound for the Nationals, A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound for the Braves, and hopefully the Braves can at least win the series. If they do that, then, I mean, it's all good. At the end of the day, as long as you win series, that's ultimately your goal, and that's what you want to do. And if you do that, you'll be in fine position, and they'll be back to 500. But I will say this, it was a frustrating game and didn't do you any favors. And look, I'm not going to harp on the bullpen too much because the bullpen had been really good over these past few games. I will say, though, the guys that threw and came out of your bullpen weren't really the guys that you've been throwing lately. And I know you can't throw those guys every night. You got to give your top guys rest. You didn't see a Daisbell Hernandez. You didn't see a Pierce Johnson. So, you know, those guys did need a little bit of rest. And, again, you don't want to have to throw them out there every single night. But it was unfortunate. And, again, Aaron Bummer, I know Aaron Bummer is solid. I know he's good. I know he's okay. But to me, he just – something ain't always sat right with me with Aaron Bummer. And I've been telling y'all this. And look, I don't want to seem like an Aaron Bummer hater, but he's just too inconsistent for me. He's just too inconsistent for me. And he can have these – and I know it's not just him. I know all bullpen guys have bad nights at times. But to me, he's just a little too inconsistent for me. I can't put my finger on it besides that, but – he comes in and he gives up some runs. I'm trying to give the exact moment from you. Came in at the top of the seventh inning after Bryce Elder has six very good innings. And we'll let you hear Brian Snicker talk about Bryce Elder having a good night last night here in just a couple of minutes. But Bryce Elder gets through six, only giving up one run, Five hits, I believe it was. Then Aaron Bummer comes in, top of the seventh inning, and it was downhill from the jump. He gives up a single, then did get a fielder's choice, but there was a throwing error by Austin Riley. And after that, you did get a double play, so that was good. But then you give up an RBI single to Cruz. Cruz then stole second. Then Dana hits a double. Cruz scores off that, and that made it 3-4. So Aaron Bummer comes in and, again, didn't get in, had a little bit of trouble from his defense from Austin Riley, but still comes in, gives up two runs, and that made it 4-3. Then you fast forward to the top of the eighth inning, and Angel De Los Santos comes in, and he has been good at times, but he's also been not so good at times. And tonight was one of those. Last night was one of those not so good nights. Come in, he walks CJ Abrams. Abrams then steals second on a throwing error by De Los Santos, and then Abrams is able to get to third on the error, trying to pick him off, and then Abrams was able to get all the way to third, and then Rosario singled to center. Abrams scored and then gives up another double, and that made it 5-4. And so Abrams ultimately Angel De Los Santos ultimately comes in top of the eighth with the Braves having a 1-1 lead. And then at the end of that inning, the Braves left with a 1-run deficit, and it was 5-4. Braves couldn't get any offense going after that. In the bottom of the ninth, the Braves did get Drake Baldwin. Drake Baldwin did hit a single to center, but Alex Verdugo did get Baldwin over to second, but then Austin Riley strikes out, and then Marcelo Ozuna flied out to right. So you couldn't get that big hit from Austin Riley or Marcelo Ozuna at the end to at least tie the game up. But it was, a frustrating game from the standpoint of you had a 4-1 lead, the bullpen, and more so just Aaron Bummer and Angel De Los Santos came in, weren't able to get the job done after a very nice outing from Bryce Elder. And you know, the offense, again, to me, I've been saying, you score 4-5 runs, you feel like that should be enough if the pitching staff does their job. Well, Bryce Elder did his job last night. Aaron Bummer and Angel De Los Santos didn't. So, was what it was, but definitely frustrating for sure. But the bright side, Bryce Elder, like we've been talking about, had another nice outing. He's been on a little bit of a roll here his last few starts. Last night, goes 6 innings, gives up 5 hits, only 1 run. Only 1 walk, 3 strikeouts as well for Bryce. So you feel good about that as far as Bryce continuing to pitch very well. And after the game, Brian Snicker talked about Bryce Elder's good outing last night.
No, it's really good, you know, because he had a little rough start. And then he's kind of putting together a nice little run here. And again, like we talked earlier today, just about, you know, the starters covering innings, and he went in the 6th inning, which was really good. And, you know, kind of made pitches when he had to, got out of jams. So that's really encouraging.
What have I been saying over and over and over again? As long as you get quality from your starting pitchers, the Braves are going to be in position to win. They were in position to win last night. Your bullpen let you down, but they were in position to win. As long as you keep getting just quality, 6 innings, 3 runs or less. Bryce Elder gave you that and a little bit better. He had 6 innings and only given up 1 run. I will take that every day and twice on Sundays from Bryce Elder. And just hopefully your bullpen won't let you down next time. But again, that's why I was frustrating. You were right there, the win. You felt like was very much in hand, especially after you got a good start from Bryce Elder. You got 4 runs from your offense, and they came in and they washed it away. So that was the frustrating part for me. But hopefully they'll get right back at it today. Hopefully AJ Smith-Shawver has another good outing, and hopefully the Braves can get right back to 500 and they can get to 22-22 and then get over 500 after this 4-game series ends today against the Washington Nationals. But there is some more Braves news to talk about here, as we heard from Ronald Acuña Jr. last night. He spoke through a translator, and He is going to, he's now back. He's now up with AAA Gwinnett as far as his rehab assignment goes. He did the one FCL Braves game because the Stripers weren't in town, and they didn't want to obviously have Ronald Acuña Jr. travel. So he had that one game with the FCL Braves. Now he's up with the Stripers, and we'll see how long he ends up being with them. But Ronald Acuña Jr. did speak to the media yesterday, and he talked about the incident with the tweet and kind of cleared the air and cleared the room with that. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So I want to let you hear a few from Ronald Acuña Jr. here. And first and foremost, I want you to hear Ronald Acuña Jr. again. This is through his translator, so it's not going to be him speaking in the sound you hear. But this is what he said through his translator. And he talked about how the tweet he sent out, if you remember, you know, when Alex Verdugo didn't necessarily hustle out of the – or no, it was Jared Kelnick. Excuse me, not Alex Verdugo. It was Jared Kelnick who didn't hustle out of the box. And Ronald Acuña Jr. put out a tweet out there. If that was me, I would have been benched. We all know the story. But he talked about that tweet, and he talked about how that it was a moment of frustration. But, you know, he's able to move on now and ready to move on. So let's let you hear Ronald Acuña Jr. talk about how that tweet was a moment of frustration for him.
No, that was just a moment of frustration for me. But, you know, thankfully I was able to, like I said, apologize to Snit. I was in the wrong. You know, I shouldn't have done that. But thankfully I was able to apologize to Snit, man to his face. I was able to apologize to my teammates, to them. And now we're just turning the page and we're moving on.
There you have it. So you heard there, apologize to Snit, apologize to the team, and they're all ready to turn the page. And Brian Snicker was asked about Acuña apologizing to him and the team, and this is what Snit had to say about it.
No, it was good. It's good to see him, actually. It looks good. I mean, he's lean and that, but he came to me before he talked to the club. No, I think it was good for him to do that. It takes a lot to do something like that.
Absolutely. And look, I'm happy that Ronald Acuña Jr. apologized to Snit, apologized to the team, and got this out of the way and felt like, you know, he cleared the room and cleared the air before he comes back. That way, when he's ready to come back, it's all about business. It's all about baseball, and it's going to all be good vibes having your MVP back, because we need him to be MVP-like. And, you know, I'm not sure how he's going to be able to start right away. We know the first time he had this injury, it took him a minute to – really took him the whole rest of that year to – get back right. And then we know the year after that, when he was healthy the whole season, we know what he did. And hopefully with him having gone through this injury before, it'll be a little bit less of an adjustment period, but we'll see. So good to be able to hear from Ronald Acuña Jr. Good to know that he apologized to Snit and the team, and that error is clear, and they'll be able to move on fully from that situation. And now it's all about baseball and winning baseball games for Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Bravos. And hopefully Ronald Acuña Jr. is back sooner rather than later, but should again be back by June 1st, because once a player starts a rehab assignment, they have to be back within 20 days. So now that number is at like 18 or 19. So June 1st is when he'll be back for sure, I believe. Hopefully it's sooner than that, but by June 1st, we'll have our guy back. And it feels good to know that. But hopefully it's sooner. We'll see. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got to talk about the NBA playoffs. One team stayed alive. Another team punched their ticket to the conference finals again for the second straight year. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yep.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Levis liked it. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. NFL schedule release night was last night. Got some big games we're going to talk about here before we get to the NBA playoffs. If you want to comment on the Falcons schedule, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Appreciate you all tuning in this morning. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. All my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Some other big games around the NFL that are noteworthy, and we'll talk about them quickly here before we talk about the NBA playoffs. So, week one. This is to open the NFL season. We already know it's always the Super Bowl champ at home taking on somebody, usually another in-conference opponent. This one, not only in conference, in division. How about the Dallas Cowboys traveling to Philly to take on the Philadelphia Eagles week one? That's going to be Thursday night, September 4th, 8:20 p.m. on NBC to open up the NFL regular season. Should be a fun game. We'll get the new trio of Dak, George Pickens, and CeeDee Lamb. We'll see how that works against a still very, very good Philadelphia Eagles football team. And I expect the Eagles to be right back in the mix. Of course, barring health, and hopefully everybody stays healthy, but we know NFL is definitely a war of attrition. But that should be week one. That should be a fun matchup. We'll see if we get an early George Pickens crash outs, because we know he don't get the ball enough, especially, you know, week one. I mean, week one, it might not happen week one. He might, you know, be a little patient. We'll see. But anywho, we'll see how that goes. But that'll be the game that opens up the NFL regular season again. Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles will reveal their championship banner, second championship banner in franchise history. So that'll be a fun game there. Another week one game that'll be fun as well. How about this one? Ravens at Bills. That'll be a fun game. Could be a, who knows, if they play their cards right and one of them maybe gets over the Kansas City Chiefs, could be a AFC Championship preview. You never know. But it'll be Ravens at Bills. That'll be the Sunday night game. So that'll be Sunday, September 7th at 8:20 on NBC as well. In week two, we will have a rematch in the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Another week two matchup that could be fun. The Chargers at the Raiders. So we'll get Justin Herbert and the Chargers at Geno Smith and the Raiders. And the Raiders with Ashton Gentry as well. Remember, they drafted Ashton Gentry. So we'll see how the new-look Raiders offense operates. Brock Bowers as well. Looking like Geno and Brock already have a pretty good connection. I've been seeing some videos of that. Obviously, it's Cam and they're just throwing to each other with no, you know, coverage. But still, week four, Joe Burrow and the Bengals taking on Bo Nix and the Broncos. Could be a fun matchup there as well. That'll be Monday night. Oh, and by the way, that Chargers-Raiders game is a Monday night game. That'll be Monday, September 15th. Bengals at Broncos, going to be a Monday night game as well, September 29th, 8:15. How about this one, too? This should be a fun one. Week five, the Chiefs in Jacksonville to take on Trevor Lawrence, Travis Hunter, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So a couple of big names will be in that one. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs taking on, like I said, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Hunter in the Jags. And we'll see if Travis is still going both ways, and we'll kind of have a little bit better. That'll be week six. Or no, excuse me, that'll be week five. So we'll have a little bit of an understanding of how the Jaguars are using Travis Hunter at that point in time and how they're utilizing both his skills at wide receiver and cornerback. By that time, we'll have Bears at Commanders week six. If you remember that game last year, the Hail Mary game that really jump-started the Commanders' season and their run to the NFC Championship, and that derailed the Bears' season. So at that point, both teams kind of crossed by each other and went separate ways. One team, again, in the Commanders was on a upward trajectory, and that led them all the way to the NFC Championship game. And the Bears were playing pretty well at that point, had a pretty good record by that time, and then that game completely derailed their season. So we'll get a rematch of Caleb Williams and the Bears against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. This could be an interesting one in week eight. It could be. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers does. But Packers at Steelers, that could be interesting. Obviously, we know what Aaron Rodgers meant to the Packers, winning the Super Bowl title for them. And even though it isn't final yet, we still, I guess, kind of feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to the Steelers. We really don't know at this point. We haven't heard a lot about it to this point. I guess Aaron Rodgers is still thinking about it. But Packers at Steelers, week eight, that'll be Sunday night on NBC, October 26th. So could be Aaron Rodgers and his new team in the Steelers, maybe his new team in the Steelers, taking on his old team in the Packers. A couple more here for you. Commanders at Kansas City in Arrowhead. That'll be a Monday night game. Week 8, Monday night, October 27th at 8:15. Jaden Daniels traveling to Arrowhead to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. That should be fun. Eagles at Packers. That'll be a Monday night game. Two teams, one that loves the tush push and another team that hates the tush push and was a front runner to get the tush push ban, which we'll find out, I guess, at some point probably soon if the tush push is banned or not. We still haven't gotten final word on that yet. But anywho, Packers, the Eagles will be at Packers week 10, Monday night. That'll be November 10th. Lions at Eagles. That's a matchup we were maybe hoping to see in the NFC Championship last year. Obviously, we got a game in Commanders. Eagles end up being a blowout. But we'll get Lions at Eagles at the link. That'll be Sunday night on NBC, November 16th. That's week 11. And then week 17, Broncos at Chiefs. That'll be Thursday night. The Bo Nix and the Broncos taking on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. That's a Thursday night game on Amazon Prime. That's Christmas, by the way. Christmas night, I should say, at 8:15. So a couple of the more notable games here there for you. All right, it's Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. Few minutes left here on Thursday's edition of the program, and we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs because one team punched their ticket back to the Western Conference Finals. Another team stayed alive in the Eastern Conference, and that was the Boston Celtics staying alive. They're staying alive. I ain't going to try to hit that note too much. I'm sorry. Anywho, the Celtics stay alive with a pretty convincing win over the Knicks last night. 127-110, the final score in Boston. Excuse me, 127-102. The Celtics won 127-102. And look, the Celtics showed off their championship pedigree last night. And Derek White, by the way, huge game for him. Talk about stepping up when you need him to the most. Derek White, 34 points, hit 7 threes, 7 of 13 from the field, 7 of 13 from 3, 9 of 16 from the field. Jaylen Brown did what he had to do, 26 points, 12 assists, 8 rebounds for Jaylen Brown. Nearly had a triple-double as they needed him to step up as well, and he did that, 3 of 5 from 3 for Jaylen Brown, 9 of 17 from the field. Drew Holiday had 14 points, Al Horford had 12 points. Kristaps Porzingis only had a point in 12 minutes, and he ended up kind of getting benched. So Luke Kornet kind of stepped in, and he did a good job, 10 points, and had 9 rebounds. Peyton Pritchard off the bench, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 threes for Peyton Pritchard, and the Celtics shot the ball well, hit their threes, 44%, almost 45% from 3, 52% from the field, and they did what they had to do to stay alive. Now, I am of the opinion that the Knicks are going to win this one in 6, and I think they'll win back home. I'm not surprised that the Celtics won last night. I felt like they might rally behind what happened with Jason Tatum, and I thought we might see a Jaylen Brown step up, which we did, and we got another big performance from Derek White. That doesn't surprise me, but I would be surprised if the Knicks fold this game at home. There's going to be so much energy in the Garden tomorrow. So much energy as the Knicks have a chance to get back to the conference finals in a long, long time. So I don't see how Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns and company let that opportunity go to waste. I just do not see that happening whatsoever. I think the Knicks will get it done in 6. But again, if anybody is equipped to do it, it's the Celtics. Even without Jason Tatum, you saw. They still got plenty of firepower if guys are clicking on all cylinders. If Jaylen Brown plays like he played last night, they got a chance. If Derek White, which I don't think we'll get probably that good of a game from Derek White again, maybe we will, but we don't know. But if you get another game like that from Derek White or even a Peyton Pritchard, if somebody steps up like Derek White stepped up last night, it could happen. It could most definitely happen. So we shall see. But that game, the Celtics, the Knicks tried to come back, but the Celtics kind of held the Knicks at bay for most of that game pretty much. Josh Hart had 24, led all scores. Brunson had 22. Not a great shooting night for Jalen Brunson, 7-17 from the field, 1-4 from 3. Karl-Anthony Towns had 19-8, so they were able to limit him as well. Didn't get much help off the bench. Miles McBride had 11, but other than that, didn't get much scoring from the Knicks. They did not shoot the ball well, 35% from the field, 40% from 3, which isn't bad, but they did not shoot the ball well from the field. Real quick, before we wrap things up, Timberwolves, second straight Western Conference Finals. Congratulations to the Timberwolves. I told y'all Ant-Man was not going to let this go by the wayside. Julius Randle had a big game as well, but Steph Curry was out. They knew the opportunity they had in front of them, and they knew if they let the Warriors win this game and then there'd be a potential Steph return in game 6, they could be in some trouble. So Ant-Man said, it ain't happening. And he did what he had to do. Ant poured in 22 points, had 7 rebounds. Mike Conley had a nice game, 4-6 from 3, 16 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Gobert had 17-8. Jaden McDaniels had 14, and Julius Randle, 29 points as well. So Timberwolves, back-to-back Western Conference Finals appearances, and they're feeling good. I hate that Steph Curry got hurt because I really feel like this series would be a lot different if he didn't get hurt, but it happens, man. It's a word of attrition, and being healthy is part of it. All right. That is my time here on Hometown Take. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday. And we'll be talking more about the Atlanta Falcons, the NBA playoffs, and hopefully the Braves being back to 500 again. Until then, the morning shift coming up next with Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Bo Squidbilly Morgan. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.